Hello everybody and welcome back to Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. We got a first time guest today, it is Cade Seymour. Cade, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
No problem, Alex, I'm excited.
You're excited. So Smooth by Santana, it's the rage nowadays, all the kids are talking about it. Like, what is your opinions on the song?
I think Smooth by Santana is a great song. Mm-hmm. I love Santana as a guitarist. He's an amazing guitarist. He was my that song is my great grandmother's favorite, or was her favorite song.
No kidding.
But yeah, that's a great song. It kind of combines like Hispanic and rock music, which two things I love listening to. So I'm very big fan of the song and Santana.
Okay, so a lot of people coming on the show usually don't have that much of a connection to it. Do you think this may kind of affects your opinions with the song today, having some, you know, past stuff related to it?
100%.
Interesting.
I think that that song is an amazing song, and if any, I don't think a lot of songs are amazing, but that one is one of them.
Ooh, interesting. So we might not have a lot of hot ones today. It sounds like we're probably about to run into a couple forget about it's left and right. Yep. But it's a special themed episode today, because it is St. Patrick's Day. Well, when we're recording it is St. Patrick's Day. It's coming out the day after. So it's not thin, but it's close enough, right?
Yeah, close enough.
Close enough. And when you think St. Patrick's Day, you think of, you know, another excuse to drink alcohol, leprechauns, four-leaf clovers.
Lucky charms.
I like to think of the color green. Because, you know, back in middle school, dude, if you weren't wearing green, it was a fight for your life.
Yep, 100%.
They were going after you.
Yep.
So, and like so much so where the admin had to make announcements like, guys, please stop.
Please stop pinching each other.
Like, it's not that big of a deal. So, today, for today's episode, we got 8 songs, but they're all related to the color green. Whether it's green in the title, green in the album title, green in the artist's name, just everything to do with the color green.
Okay.
But it's still 8 different songs from 8 different artists and 8 different genres. So, we're still exploring, you know, the different edges of the realm of music. So,
okay.
You know, you think you can handle that?
I think I can handle that.
Are you Irish?
No, not in the slightest.
Okay, but you, luckily neither was Rob Thomas or Carlos Santana. I assume Rob Thomas is an Irish.
I don't think he is.
No, I can almost guarantee you Carlos Santana is not. So, you ready to jump into the show?
Let's do it.
All right, well, in 2020, scientists have discovered that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music. With the help of my guests, we'll listen to every song that's ever been made and decide whether or not the song is better or worse than the Latin alternative rock classic. Eventually, by the end of the show's run, all music in its entirety will be classified into these two categories. Here are the rules. I'm going to do 8 different songs from 8 different genres by 8 different artists. After listening to each one of the songs, it is up to the guests to decide whether or not it's better or worse than Smooth by Santana. If the song is better, the guests will say, man, it's a hot one. If the song is worse, the guests will say, forget about it. One of those options must be chosen by the guests, but they're able to elaborate if they please by choosing a softer, hard option. For example, they can say that is a hard, hot one if it's much better than Smooth by Santana, or a soft, forget about it if it's slightly worse. The song will also be played for you at home, so feel free to play along and email me your opinions at manitsahotone@outlook.com. Whew. All right. Ready for song number one?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Well, song number one, we begin and end each episode with a hit, something that the people know, something that the people recognize. And this hit comes from 1994. It's a pop punk song by Green Day.
Awesome.
And it is Basket Case.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. Says it's like a sex. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
Alright, that was song number one. That was a hit. That was Basket Case by Green Day. The song comes from Green Day's third studio album, Dookie. The album won the Grammy that year for Best Alternative Rock Album and is considered by many as one of the major forces to bring punk rock into the mainstream. The song itself topped the Billboard Alternative charts where it stayed for 5 weeks and is ranked by Rolling Stone magazine as the 150th greatest song of all time. So, definitely better than any song I've ever written. So, Kane, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Before I give my answer, I do have my objective answer, but let's dissect it a little bit.
Okay.
So, first of all, I'm going to mainly consider, like, three factors. Album art, because I think that is a very big contributor. Musicality of it and vocals of it.
Okay.
So, album art, I think that Green Day has a beat just because of that, the big explosion. And it's a lot more... Santana's album cover is very creative, but I just like Green Day's more. The vocals, I think that... Smooth has the better vocals. So I'm not really a big fan of Billy Joe Armstrong's vocals, if I'm being honest. I love Green Day, but not really a fan of his vocals. And musicality, it's kind of a two-sided coin for that one, because I think that Green Day has the better drums by a mile. And I think that Santana has the better guitar and the better just catchiness of the song. Now, do I think that Basket Case is better than Smooth? I'm going to say Forget About It.
Or else Forget About It.
Because Basket Case, I do not think, is a better song than Smooth.
I saw there's a little bit of indecisiveness at the very end, too. Like, it was...
I'm going to say that's a Smooth barely beat Basket Case, because I'm trying not to let my pop punk genre bias come into play, because I do think that Smooth is a very good song, like, objectively.
Interesting. So is there anything that, if the focus were just a little bit better, you think, on Green Day's side, it would have been a home run for them?
100%. I think the drumming on Green Day, Trey Cool, I think is his name.
Yeah.
The drummer, he absolutely freaking killed it on Basket Case. But I think that the guitar is not as creative as as Green Day's other songs. Just the vocals. I like Billy Joe Armstrong, but he's just not, I don't think he's the best singer in the world. Whereas Smooth's vocals are incredibly catchy, on point, love the tone of the voice, and I just think it beats it out. It's 2-1 on Smooth's side.
My gosh, I have a feeling there may not be too many hot ones in today's episode. It seems like you got that strong.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. I guess Smooth is, since March Madness is going on, Smooth is the one seed.
Yep.
And we got...
I think something's trying to overthrow it. We'll see, though. We got some more.
We do. We got 7 more songs. And we're going to go on to song number 2. And as I said, there's 8 different genres, so we're going to switch things up here. This one comes from 4 years later in 1998. But this is a country song, and it is Where the Green Grass Grows by Tim McGraw.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows every night. the green grass grows.
All right, that was song number two. That was a 1998 country song, Where the Green Grass Grows, by Tim McGraw. The song comes from McGraw's fourth studio album titled Everywhere. The song topped the Billboard Country Singles chart and reached number 79 on the Billboard Hot 100. So, Kay, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I think this one's a hard forget about it.
Hard, let's forget about it.
Mm. It just, I don't think it comes even close to Smooth. It sounds like a bro country song, which is the genre I hate. I love Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw has some great songs like It's Your Love and a couple more. But yeah, that song just sounds way too much like a bro country song, which I absolutely hate. And I'm not a hater of country. I do love country. But yeah, that one just, I don't like it.
I was about to say, before we play the song, you're like, yeah, I do kind of like Tim McGraw. What's different about other Tim McGraw songs compared to this one that just made it such a hard forget about it?
Tim McGraw, I think, does better with a little bit more slower songs, like slow dancing songs. Mm-hmm. He's a lot more heartfelt. And I didn't really get a chance to listen to the lyrics very well, but from what I could tell, the songs weren't as heartfelt and weren't as gut-wrenching, that's not the right word. Not as... I guess heartfelt than his other songs. The main song I'm comparing it to is It's Your Love, which is a very important song in my childhood because I heard it a lot, and it's just not the same. It doesn't live up to part of that, and I don't even think that song is as good as Smooth by Santana. So,
So are there any country songs out there you think could top Smooth by Santana in your opinion, or you think this is just not a vehicle that could get the job done?
Country, yes, definitely. Some stuff by probably like Zac Brown Band, Hank Williams, Jason Aldean is another country artist I love. Some Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, just to name a few. They probably have some songs that outperform Smooth. It's just Tim McGraw. I haven't heard a song by Tim McGraw that I think is better than Smooth.
I gotcha. So we're going to keep moving with Forget About It.
Yep.
Awesome. So we're going to move on to song number three, changing up the genres. Once again, this is a 2017 hip-hop song, and this is Green Lights by NF.
Yeah. My name buzzing, ain't no way you could ignore it. I did not come this far so they could ignore me. I am not the one to say I'll do it in the morning. I'd rather get it done, don't focus on what's not important. They try to talk to me like they be nothing but supportive. Appreciate the love, but do not show up on my doorstep. If you ain't about that real, I suggest that you avoid me. If we ain't on the same page, that's the end of the story. You are not a baller cause your closet's full of Jordans. You are not a rich man cause you're on the Forbes list. First I drop the record, then you know I got it touring. Real still the slogan, only difference is there's more of us. The story of my life feels like it's just beginning now. I ask you a question, I want answers, not to run around. You the one that brought it up, but I'm the one that shut it down. If you ain't got the album yet, I brought you one, I'm at your house. Hey, 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 hey. All I see is green lights, green lights, green lights. All I see is green lights, green lights, green lights. All I spit is real life, real life. But you don't know what that's like.
All right, that was song number three. That was a 2017 hip-hop song. That was Green Lights by NF. NF is a hip-hop artist from Gladwin, Michigan. The song is the fourth track off of his third studio album titled Perception. The album itself topped the Billboard Top 200 album chart and sold over 1 million copies in the United States alone. So, Kay, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
NF has a lot of bangers, and I think Green Lights is just not one of them, so I'm gonna go with not hard. It's not a hard forget about it, but it's definitely forget about it.
Hard, let's forget about it.
It's not better than Smooth. NF does have a couple bangers that are hot ones, but Green Lights is not one of them.
Interesting. So as you're saying, NF is, you know, he's an artist that you do listen to fairly frequently. Would you say that the hip-hop genre is something that you do listen to regularly outside of NF, or...?
100%, yeah. I'm pretty good about listening to everything. There's a there's a couple of hip hop artists that I just absolutely love, and NF is one of them. I have a lot of NF songs on all my playlists. It's just that one just doesn't do it for me. There's a couple of songs that are better than Smooth. The Search comes to mind. That's probably my favorite song by NF. But yeah, so that's my answer.
Interesting. And being such a different genre than what Smooth is, what were some elements of it that you were kind of looking at that kind of helped you make this decision?
Smooth, I think rap as a whole, or hip-hop, gets kind of a bad rap as not taking a lot of effort to make. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely songs out there that don't take a lot of effort to make. There's there's pretty much garbage out there. But I think NF, what separates NF and what separates like Kendrick, Lil Wayne, Eminem, a lot of the guys that I listen to in the hip hop genre, is their lyrics. Which I think for NF specifically, is one of the reasons why people love the song so much. But as far as comparing it to Smooth, I think I have a bias towards like not actual music, but like live instrumentation rather than programmed beats. Just because Smooth is
more acoustic.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It sounds like it's live recorded rather than this seems like it was put on a beat and you just record over the beat.
Gotcha. So 3 forget about it in a row.
Yep.
Are we still in good morale? Are we losing it mentally? How are we moving forward from this?
If I ranked Basket Case, which is one of my favorite pop punk songs of all time, as a forget about it, I don't think that we're gonna have a hot one today.
We'll have to see. You may be the first ever no hot one episode, but I know you're more about integrity and honor than trying to break those records. So if you get a hot one, you'll say it no matter what. So.
Yep.
Ready for song number 4?
Let's do it.
We're going to move on to song number 4. The song comes from 2002. It is a post-Britpop song, and it is Green Eyes by Coldplay.
Honey, you are a rock upon which I stand, and I come here to talk. I hope you understand. The green eyes, yeah, the spotlight shines upon you. And how could anybody deny you? Came here with a load, and it feels so much lighter now I met you. And honey, you should know that I could never go.
That was song number 4. That was a 2002 post-Britpop song, Green Eyes by Coldplay. The song comes from the group's second studio album, A Rush of Blood to the Head, which sold over 15 million copies worldwide. The album itself topped the charts in 9 different countries and was ranked as the 8th best-selling album in the UK in the 21st century. The album won 3 Grammy Awards and is ranked by Rolling Stone magazine as the 324th best album of all time. Just making the list. So, Cade. Is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Absolutely not. Or else forget about it. And I don't think that I need to... I will elaborate on it because...
It is a podcast.
It is a podcast. But there's... Whenever I heard it just now, it was... Like, as soon as I recognized the song, it was like, oh, I hate this song. I don't like Coldplay, but like... There's a couple of songs that I'll listen to, but this song is just like acoustic. It's like indie. It's every genre that I dislike. And it's not like, it's not that that genre I'll never listen to it. It's just that genre I just don't vibe with. And Green Eyes is like right the objective middle of that genre. So
the essence, essentially.
Yeah. There's a few Coldplay songs that I definitely like. I don't think any Coldplay song off the top of my head would beat Smooth. But like you had said earlier, it was you either like Coldplay or you don't. And there's a few songs I'm kind of neutral on, but overall I don't like Coldplay.
Interesting. So, with anything acoustic, are you just acoustic music is just automatically in the bottom half of all music in that sense?
Yes, but I'm not saying that there's an asterisk next to that. I'm not saying that it's all bad. There definitely are some good acoustic songs, but like there, I do have a bias against them.
Interesting. And I mean, Coldplay does have a lot of hits. You know, we're talking about Viva La Vida. We're talking about The Scientist. We're talking about Paradise. Mm-hmm. All those songs, you don't think?
Those are all bangers. If those come on, I will listen to those all the way through. And I enjoy those songs. Green Eyes is not one of those bangers.
Gotcha.
Just a couple that you mentioned, like Scientist and Viva La Vida. Those are all... Like, Viva La Vida, I've been listening to that song since... My Minecraft days, whenever Fallen Kingdom came out.
Captain Sparkle.
Yep. they have some really good songs. But overall, Green Eyes is absolutely a forget about it.
Gotcha. And that's a song you wouldn't go out of your way to listen to on your own.
Correct. I would probably avoid it, honestly.
Interesting.
If it came on, I'd skip it 100% of the time.
So halfway through the episode, four forget about it. So we got four more songs. So there's still some shots here for a hot one. Song number five comes from 1970. It's kind of a different approach we're going with this. This is a novelty song, and this is Being Green by Kermit the Frog.
Oh, you're going to hit me right in the feels.
Greetings, Kermit the Frog here. And today I'd like to tell you a little bit about the color green. Do you know what's green? Well, I am for one thing. You see, frogs are green, and I'm a frog, and that means I'm green, you see? It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring.
All right, that was song number five. That was Being Green by Kermit the Frog. The song was written for the show Sesame Street by composer Joe Raposo, and was performed by Jim Henson as Kermit the Frog. The song has become regarded as Kermit's signature song. It's been covered by numerous artists, including Diana Ross, Andrew Bird, Ray Charles, and Frank Sinatra. So, Cade, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I think that it is not better than Smooth.
Or else forget about it.
Kermit, I love Kermit the Frog. Love Jim Henson, love the Muppets. That's a big part of my childhood. And they do have some bangers, but Being Green, that song made me uncomfortable.
What?
A little bit. Kermit's
problems make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's...
Sounds like something someone who's never been green before would say.
Yeah, I've never been green, but Kermit, like, I'm looking at some of his
the song titles.
Yeah. Kermit has a few bangers, but that song, it must have been the it didn't sound like the Kermit I knew. And it probably was because Jim Henson was voicing him, like you said. But the song was... I did not like it.
Is it because you think Kermit just spoke to your soul so deeply that you don't want to face the trauma that you experienced?
Yeah, I mean, I think he just, I think he was a little bit too, seductive with his, it might be the music of the song, but yeah, that one's not, I'm not even gonna think about that one. That one's not better than Smooth.
So, as I said, it is considered by many to be Kermit the Frog's signature song. What about it do you think is so loved by Muppet fans?
Maybe Muppet fans who grew up with... I grew up with new Kermit.
Current Kermit.
Yeah, current Kermit. And the problem, maybe nostalgia is why people hold it in such high regard. But there are other Muppet songs that are just... better than that one, and I had never heard this one until just now. So, and I've heard a bunch of Muppet songs. It's just that one. I don't know. Makes me uncomfortable.
So, do you dislike Kermit for being green?
No, but I do have a story with that. Here's our story.
Yes, let's hear it. Any stories are welcome.
Whenever I was younger, I used to be terrified of Kermit the Frog.
I did not actually know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, he freaked me out.
But he's so friendly.
He is so... Now I see that I was being stupid. But if you know, speaking of Disney World, like we were talking about earlier, the Muppet Vision
ride, the show. Yeah.
That ride was one of the scariest rides in Disney World. Whenever I was really little, I was terrified of Kermit the Frog.
And that's all you see, man. That's
all I saw. And it's... You know, I was a little kid, so like the 3D thing didn't click with me yet, and that ride is in 3D. So the point of the whole story is that show, or that Disney ride, I guess in quotes, had a lot of good Muppet songs, and Being Green was not one of them. And I think that's for a reason.
All right.
But as far as why people hold it in such high regard, I think it's nostalgia from their childhood. From Jim Henson, and yeah, that's my final thought.
You do understand that may be a controversial opinion, right?
I do understand that people pick Being Green. The question of the show is it better than Smooth?
No, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying, do you understand it may be a controversial opinion to do that?
Yeah, I can see how it's a controversial. I don't agree with it being a controversial opinion, but I understand.
I got you.
That people may have find controversy with that.
Well, all right. Moving on to song number 6.
Let's do it.
Song number 6 is from 2018. It's an indie pop track, and it is Green by Cave Town.
This is your ocean. With your molars, a big fish swims past your rod. You can't catch it, it's far too fast. Deep hook marks and rubber. See your eyes in the flowers. I'll pick a bunch for your room. Green and blue to match your pictures. You look so good in green. I hope you're well. And you look so
that was song number 6. That was Green by Cave Town. Cave Town is an indie pop project by artist Robin Skinner. Skinner is from Oxford, England, and currently has 4 album releases under the project, the most recent album being released in 2020. So, Cade, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
That dude, you said, is from Oxford, right?
Yes, quite prestigious, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But that's not
the question here. It's not, is this guy from Oxford, England? It is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I don't think it's better than Smooth. I'm going to have to do a forget about it. Or else forget about it. I think that the song is creative. Like we said, it had a couple of, like, I don't know if it was a mandolin or a ukulele in it, but it's another one of those acoustic songs which I have a bias against. I've never heard of this song or this band or this album until now, but I will not be returning to them. Mm. It sounds a bit like sit in your room and be sad kind of song.
And you're not a sit in your room and be sad type
I'm
of guy?
I'm not a sit in your room and be sad kind of guy.
I gotcha. Are there any redeeming qualities you can give the song? Even though it is a forget about, is there anything that you think could be built upon for this artist?
Absolutely. The it's very creative with the instrumentation. Most acoustic songs just have like a guitar and a guy singing. But I think that one with the mandolin, I think it was a mandolin what I was thinking. There might have been a ukulele in it too. But that's very creative. It reminds me of like Judah and the Lion. They have a lot of acoustic songs, but I really enjoy their music because they're so creative with like their instrumentation and their vocals and stuff like that. But not a big fan of the vocals. It's cool how they layered them, and that coming from like, I don't know, like a production, music production standpoint. But it's cool how they layered them. But I just don't vibe with acoustic music, and that one is no exception. Side note. The Smooth, I'm starting to think that Smooth by Santana is like my one seed.
Yep. Whereas like, it's looking like it. We're moving on to the Elite Eight right now.
Yeah. that doesn't necessarily mean that like the two, so let's say that Basket Case is the two seed.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean like the two seed is a bad team, you know. It's just not as good as the
Smooth by Santana.
Smooth by Santana, which is the whole point of the show, right?
Yeah, that's why we're here, I think. If not, I've been doing something wrong for the past 60 something episodes. So Cave Town, not returning to it?
No, absolutely not.
Are you starting to think that any song related to the color green is just automatically worse than Smooth by Santana?
I guess. The closest one so far was the Green Day one. Green Day song. But, yeah. I don't think anything by the color green is going to be close.
We got two songs left. So
got
maybe,
two songs left.
Maybe we can change that.
I'm holding out hope.
All right. Because the next one is a completely different genre. We haven't even explored yet. Or if we have explored, it's very rarely in this show. It's a 1967 psychedelic rock song. It is Green Tambourine by the Lemon Pipers.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
That was song number 7. That was a 1967 psychedelic rock song. It was Green Tambourine by the Lemon Pipers. The Lemon Pipers are a psychedelic group. Get this, from Oxford, Ohio. So the last artist was from Oxford, England. Oxford, Ohio. I guess there's a lot of Oxfords out there. I have a feeling Oxford, Ohio is probably a little different than Oxford, England, if I had to guess. But the song was their biggest hit, reaching number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And while the song is considered a one-hit wonder by many, it's also regarded as one of the first, if not the first, psychedelic song to top the Billboard charts, which is a big accomplishment. So, Kay, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Let me elaborate real quick first.
That means you're about to say something.
I think that song, for the time period, it's very, like you said, it's very 60s. Reminds me of Woodstock. I don't hate it. It's not a bad song. Like a couple of the songs earlier, I will never return to. But this one I might come back to. It's a cool song. They have that sitar or whatever in it. It sounds like the Beatles, like we said. But yeah, I don't think it's better than Smooth by Santana. Or else forget about it. But it's definitely one of the better ones that you've shown me. Of the seven that we've listened to, it's probably top three.
Interesting.
But yeah, that one, I don't necessarily hate psychedelic rock or music or like 60s. Like I said, I'm more of like a rock metal guy. But my big reveal on this one is that I don't hate it as much as I thought I would.
So does that maybe spark a little interest in psychedelic rock? Do you think you could see yourself maybe looking into it a little bit more after this song?
Definitely, yeah. That was a cool song. Musically, that was, and like in, with the instrumentation, that was a cool song. They have a cool album cover. Very 60s, like we said.
Yes.
But
quite trippy.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about that one. It's not better than Smooth by Santana, so I'm going to have to go forget about it.
And off of the song, would you drop money in his tambourine? Would you, with money that fuels his music machine?
Yeah, I probably would. He seems like a homie. I would. That was creative how they put the tambourine in the song and its name, Green Tambourine. I bet the tambourine they used was green.
Dude, could you imagine?
Yeah.
If not, I would be questioning my life.
Tambourine
questioning
inception.
Reality.
Yep.
We got one more song left.
One more song. I'm holding out hope.
This is potentially, but it's a hit, so there's a better chance than usual. Okay. So as I said, we begin and end each episode with a hit, something that the people know, something that people recognize. And this is our last chance, really, for a hot one on this episode. And this is a 1971 soul hit. It is Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
I do know the song.
That was song number 8, a 1971 soul hit, Let's Stay Together by Al Green. The song comes from Al Green's 4th studio album of the same name. The song tops both the Billboard Hot 100 chart and the Billboard R&B chart. It was ranked as the 11th greatest song of the year by the Billboard publication. In 2010, the song was selected by the Library of Congress to be included in the National Recording Registry, which includes all songs that are deemed by the department to be culturally and historically significant. So, pretty cool there, Al Green. So, okay, for the final time this episode, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I think you're gonna like my answer. I think that one's a hot one.
And it's a hot one.
Really?
And I'm not just saying that because
I'm surprised.
I'm 7 out of 8 for Forget About It.
I'm actually very surprised.
I don't like the song. So
you don't like the song?
I don't like the song. But
whoa,
that's
okay.
Not.
We got some explaining. We're gonna do some backpedaling.
I don't like the song, but I know that
this is not a song about whether, this is not a show about whether I like it or not. Mm. There's a few songs that I liked, like Basket Case, that I ranked below Smooth by Santana.
A man of integrity.
I'm not just saying that because I'm 7 for 8 of Forget About It. I think this one's a hot one.
Wow.
Because it's a great song. Like you, I can understand it being significant, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't. I mean, I recognize the song, but like, it's not, like I said to you, it's in that tier of like soul, which is like country for me, where I won't like skip it if it comes on, or I won't try to actively avoid it, but I also won't go out and say, oh, I want to listen to soul right now. Same tier as that, but I don't like the song. I don't like the vocals. I don't like the instrumentation. I don't like the guitar in it. Don't really like anything about the song other than the lyrics. The lyrics.
It's funny cool. How you're like more mean to this song than the yeah. Living Pipers, Green Tambourine, and that was a hot. Or Forget About It.
But I'm trying to put on my non-subjective lens here, and that is a good song musically. It's I can understand how it's significant historically. It's by, when did it come out? You said. 1972?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a banger with the folks. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. You said it topped the Billboard and R&B.
Sorry.
Yeah. I can totally understand that. That is a good song that I just do not like. And I think that it is better than Santana. Is it better than... Probably not better than anything else in the world, but... I think objectively that is a really good song.
So did Al Green just say St. Patrick's Day?
I think he did. And it makes sense because his name is Al Green.
Yes, yes. So we found it. We found the only Green song in the world.
Let's go!
That's better than Smooth by Santana. Were you thinking you were going to go 0 for 8 with this?
I think I thought I was getting worried a little bit there because you brought up two like songs that I hated in a row. Mm. Whenever you brought up the Tim McGraw song, I was like, okay, I don't like this song, but I like Tim McGraw. So I was kind of holding out hope. If I had to put one on top of the other, of the songs that I said Forget About It, Basket Case is probably, it's like 1A and 2 and 1B with Smooth. But the question is it better? Not right. Tied.
You know what? It's March Madness time. There's yep. going to be some upsets.
Yep.
And that
yep.
was an upset, I guess.
This was definitely the upset. This was probably the 8 seed versus the 1 seed upset.
Dang. So, Al Green, we go to the Final Four now.
Yep.
So. All right. Well, that's it. That's all 8 songs. So,
cool.
7 Forget Abouts and 1 Hot One. But we won't have an episode yet with all Forget About Us. That hasn't happened just yet. You could have been the first, but... It just, the cookie didn't crumble that way.
So yep.
Maybe next time. All right, I got 3 questions for you. I ask these same questions to everyone on the show. And the first one is, what type of music are you currently listening to? What is on the rotation?
Let's take a peek here. Okay, a lot of, I'm definitely a metalhead. I'm definitely a rock guy.
Okay.
I appreciate other genres like funk and pop music. But I'm definitely more of a metalhead and a rock guy. So for rock, I'd probably go with some stuff that's on my playlist. Fall Out Boy, Foo Fighters is my jam. Okay. Foo Fighters is my favorite artist of all time.
No kidding.
Yep. Motley Crue, love Motley Crue. Anything 80s, Guns N' Roses. Metallica isn't really 80s, they're like early 90s, but
yeah.
Metallica.
They were technically around the 80s,
yeah.
Technically.
yeah, so them, some newer guys, Five Sauce. I like Blink-182.
Does Five Sauce still make music?
I think they do, yeah.
Wow. I knew them from like the 2014 days, but...
Yep. Panic at the Disco, My Chemical Romance.
Just a lot of pop punk, it sounds like.
Pop punk. I definitely like my metal, like Avenged Sevenfold. Gosh, who's on my... Who's? I gotta look at my... What do I know on guitar? if I can play it on guitar, I like it. So, Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold. I got a bunch of Avenged Sevenfold. Shinedown is amazing. They sing that Second Chance. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Goodbye is a Second Chance song. They're really good.
They were in Baton Rouge a couple years
yep.
ago, and I missed them.
So. If you want like really, really metal, Killswitch Engage and like yeah. Slipknot, Five Finger Death Punch. I listen to them a lot, but that's pretty much Disturbed. Yeah. That's pretty much what's on my...
Some big names. Yep. Yeah. Very cool. Any song or artist recommendations that you have for the audience? Maybe some stuff that people may not know that you think needs more attention?
Wave Runner. That's my band.
Very cool. What's the go-to track, you would say?
The go-to track? Valentine is the most popular by a mile. We did a cover of Fireflies by Owl City. And we have a new song coming out March 23rd.
So mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars.
Very cool. So March 23rd, you said?
Yep.
I think that's next week?
This is a week from yesterday.
Very cool. Very cool. So that is coming up. And final question. Is there anyone outside of the realm of music you want to give a shout-out to?
My mom, my sister, my dad, my girlfriend, and outside of the realm of music, not really. No.
Cool. All the people you love.
Yep.
Very nice. Any final comments before we wrap this episode up?
I seriously thought that I was going to go 0 for 8.
You never know.
Whenever you said Let's Stay Together by Al Green, I didn't know the song. I've heard the song, but I didn't know like the name or the artist off the top of my head.
You recognize it right away.
Yeah, but as soon as that first note came in, I was like, oh, I know this song. And I've heard it at plenty of parties, plenty of sing-alongs happening. But that's a good song, and I'm happy with my final decision.
Very cool. And happy St. Patrick's Day, Kate.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Wear green.
Yes, wear green. Well, I guess the people at home, I hope you wore green because you're not appearing on St. Patrick's Day. But anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day. Maybe I can be the first to wish it to you before next year, right?
Yep.
Because you got only 360-some days left.
Yeah.
That's how that works. All right. Well, thank you, Kate, for joining. And thank you all for listening. And thank you, Andrew Ferguson, for making the theme song. You can go go check him out on Spotify and his group, The Late Nights. They have the EP, Sorry We're Late. He also has a solo song called Constellation, and The Dwell's coming out soon.
Yes, they are.
I don't know when they're releasing their first album. I think it's done recording, though, so probably sooner rather than later. But go check them out, and thank you for making the theme song. If you have any song requests, please send them my way to manitsahotone@outlook.com. You can also put in your opinions or whatever you want to tell me at manitsahotone@outlook.com. Make sure you put your hot ones and forget about us in the email as well. I hope to see you all here next Friday as we continue our journey through the wonderful world of music. As to answer the question, is it better than Smooth by Santana? Okay, thank you once again, and I'd like to end this episode like I like to end every episode by reading my new favorite comment from the Smooth music video on YouTube. This one comes from a user named Chair, who says, "Only the greatest song ever written ever." And who argues with Chair? Not me.
No, not me.
I don't argue with Chair. Thank you, Kay, once again, and thank you all for listening. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and don't forget, give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it. I'm Alex, this was Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, and I'll see you all next time.